my good people.
That's right, good people.
Good day.
Hello,
good
people.
Day, good day.
Buena Vista FM land.
Good day today.
That's right.
And every day.
Mm-hmm. Every day is a new day.
We have to apologize because we are as good as you know us. We're always munching over here. So we are polishing some...
Yeah, man, we've got like a fruit salad.
You don't understand.
Now we're eating.
It's hot as can be.
We're supposed to do a show. Like, are we going to do the show prior or after the massacre of this here salad? No, let's do the show.
It's a dang shame what we're doing,
it's
to, this
what
poor
we're doing
salad.
To this poor salad. It's a nice fruit. People born in Vista FM land, you need to understand when it comes to fruit salads, you know. What do we have in this fruit salad?
And what when it comes to fruits altogether, you know,
yeah,
fruits
we've got pineapple, we've got banana... We've got
kiwi.
Kiwi. We've got that funky
some
fruit.
Melon here.
Yeah, when it comes to watermelon, you know, people of color should not eat that in public. I'm just putting it out there, you know.
Yeah, out of principle.
Out of principle. It is not good for our people to eat bananas and
it has
watermelon
everything to do
public.
With the seeds. It That's, just has to yes. do with the seeds. That's what I like to think.
Do not, yes, and especially do not eat those kind of fruits if you're going to the zoo.
Yeah, they might
it's not good.
Lock you up no. and not even know how come.
No, no.
But I'm human.
No. So you make sure that you are lined up. You got a good hairstyle when you go to the zoo. I mean, don't walk around
wear
with a
suit.
Big fro.
Wear a suit.
Wear a suit. Don't walk around with a fro. You ragged ass can be and you're eating watermelon and banana. They might think you're a wildlife or something. But put you inside of them cage. Help me.
Hey, when did you get out? How did you get out?
People in Buena Vista, Lime. Once again, we apologize for eating during the show, but it is what it is. We gotta
know
eat.
It's not...
We ain't eating fried
not
chicken.
Not normal.
That's right.
But, you know.
We're not eating fried chicken, people. We are concerned about our health. We want to make sure that we eat
well,
right.
Well, we thought about eating fried chicken,
oh,
this
man.
Is a healthier alternative.
This is the healthy nation. We're eating this fruit salad right here.
That's right. So let me just tell you what we have today
on
the menu as we continue to chow. We're going to discuss the Dissolution Nation.
What? The
Dissolution.
Dissolution Nation? What's that about?
Dissolution meaning the act of formally ending something, be it a relationship,
ooh.
Be it a partnership, be it any other ship you think of, as long as
ooh.
It doesn't sink.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it sinks, you know.
I'm telling you, when it came to Titanic, I saw that movie.
Oh.
You know, it was a three.
Great
it's
movie.
A long-ass movie, man.
Three
hours.
And change.
When that movie started in the movie house, I told them, yo, you know this thing's going to sink, right? Why you gotta be like that? You stupid! I'm like, yo,
why are you spoiling
I'm telling
it for
you right
everybody?
Now, I ain't spoiling it. It ain't documentary. I'm telling you right now, Titanic is gonna sink. Okay, don't act like it's not going. Oh, it's a love story. No, it's gonna sink.
It's gonna end in tears.
Yeah, so the usher came and they chased me out of the movie house. The girl I was with back in those days, she wanted to be happy though. She wanted to see Titanic,
how
man.
How could you? How could you?
I didn't want to see the dang thing. It's a big boat. You know us and black people in boats. You know, we don't.
To this day, I don't know how to swim. Just
that's
FYI.
No, man. They created boats for a reason. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, you want to go swim?
Let's not even dive into.
Yeah, look
into
at other people. I can't
submarines.
Swim.
Submarines.
Anybody doesn't want to swim? Look at those fools who are up in the beach. They be swimming. I got bitten by a shark. What you doing in the sea for the first place, man?
That's something I don't understand. Whenever you
are
hear
you kidding
people,
me?
Whenever you hear people say, it was an unprovoked savage act
of
by a shark,
no.
biting this person's leg off.
You were like fried chicken at Papa's.
Listen,
you kidding me?
If you're sitting in your living room, if you're sitting in your living room watching the news, you know what I mean. You're watching some kind of TV show, and a shark, you know, kicks down your house and comes in and bites you. Then
that's
a savage act.
That's a
but
savage
if
act.
You're going into their
into
environment.
Their, yo, that's their backyard.
Really now?
Come on now, man. Like you got sense? I'm on a surfboard. And you know what? People
this,
in Buena Vista.
These hyenas right? decided to bite my butt off. What were you doing
okay.
in the savannah?
I mean, I'm just putting it out there, okay? This is the surfer. She and they got... She lost her arm and I think the leg due to a shark attack. Mm. And you know what's the next thing she did?
Go back to...
Do you feel me?
Back to surfing.
Go back to... Man, let me tell you one thing. Your shark took out two bites out of your backside and you going right back there? It's like a plantation boy. Yes, sir, master. I have to go back there again. You are free. Yes, I is. But I go back. Say what?
Even with all the whippings.
Come on, I'm
going
man.
Back to that because my master.
My thing's if I know I got shot in the club, I'm not going to go back to the club. That is a place you stay away from.
To get shot again.
To get shot again. So please, people in Buena Vista Family, if you treasure your life, try not to go back into the ocean, you know. I admire your courage and ability to rise above it. But you know what? It's not wise. The shark is still there, and you going back in there? Not smart. It's just an equation.
Even sea lions are shaving. Sea lions. What they need to do.
I mean, that was sea lion. What is he trying to say in subtitles? That means, don't get in the water. Don't get in the water. Did you read that subtitle?
With the bouncing balls.
Yeah. So we're talking about the dissolution nation.
Dissolution nation, yes. When something breaks up. Let's work on it.
From the top down, or you know what I mean.
From the top down. Let's go into jobs. Let's talk about jobs when you are disillusioned because your whole mindset about a particular company. You know what? You started. You're fresh off the boat when it comes to this company. You're so happy. You know what? Yeah, you know.
Why you gotta say boat, man?
This is
why you gotta say boat. You can't say.
We were talking about sharks.
I know, man. You gotta say. Well, you knew in the industry. Yeah, I gotta go pull the boat. Come on, man. You know that brings back memories.
Well, that too.
That too. Okay.
So,
I found a banana boat.
I'm so sorry if you're listening. To those of you listening at home,
I have my people says yes.
We didn't mean to, but we meant to. So let's say you just started at this company. You started at this company.
They have to let you go.
Mm-hmm. No, but you don't. Well, but before they let you go, what led to that particular point in time? You know what I mean? Like you began to see the company for what it was.
You began
to open your eyes about the different practices that company has, which is something that we discussed in the past about what are called golden parachutes. Look it up when it comes to some CEOs. You hear the CEO, the CEO of this company, you know, he got let go, but he was awarded $560 million. And you're wondering why, $500 and something million
say, what?
Golden parachute. Why? It's simple, so that he doesn't reveal the company secrets.
It's not
that complicated.
If you look at it, once the disillusion, when it's the ending of a job where you're working at, we spoke about this before, where it was specifically indicated that everything in the world of man, everything with a beginning has an end. It's as simple as that. Gone are the days when you used to work for a company for 30, 40, 50 years, and when
you build an entire career out of it, and you know, a life and living
to the company. That no longer happens the way that it is. You have to remember the foundation of any company is built on profit, on gain. And it's not the entire company that gained. It's always a few. The owner of the company, the shareholders of the company, to them, if something affects their bottom line, they will let people go. People are expendable. It's as simple as that. So when you join a company, don't go into the company with rosy-colored eyes and thinking, oh, and you know what? That actually happened to me. Each and every time I join a company and I think to myself, you know what? I'm going to make this my career. I love this job. By the end of the day, on the books, the bottom line is what really matters. And for the owners, we're not making enough money, okay? And the first thing the people in HR is telling these fools, you got to let some people go, just not me, okay?
I can't remember where I read, but they said that irrespective of what you may think or what they may have told you, HR is not on your side. They are working for the side of the company. They're a legal team making sure that the company doesn't get sued
in the event
that you choose to sue them. These are the parameters in which you can operate.
It's called human resource, which means we got the resources that you need. If you don't need it, we got to let go. Say what? So at the end of the day, when you work for a company and things have ended, okay, how do you deal with it? Once, I always say sometimes people have the rug pulled out from underneath them.
Yeah.
When it's unexpected. I think sometimes with some companies, you can see something coming a long way off.
Yeah.
You can't see. I don't like the way that car is creeping up here. I don't trust that car. My thing is in the neighborhood. You see a car, you know you gotta go 30.
Got no labels or nothing.
30 miles an hour. And suddenly this guy starts creeping. Well, what are you creeping for?
At 12 miles an hour.
At 12 miles an hour. You want to drive by or something. So if you know the company within itself, if there are certain indication and signs something are wrong. But most of the time, the factory worker or the office worker has absolutely no clue what's about to happen.
Yeah.
Because the board of directors and senior management and upper management, they are making decisions that will inevitably not affect themselves, but affect the average Joe soap who has a family.
And a big shout out to our peoples in South Africa.
That's right.
Management.
Management. That's right. People in SA. That's right. That's not the guys in management.
Not management, but management.
You know how they roll when it comes to money, stealing money and taking this and taking that. Ain't right. You know, so at the end of the day.
Exploitation. It revolves around exploitation.
Exploitation.
Simple. Irrespective, yeah. Because when I worked in corporate America years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was one of the least fulfilling jobs I had. Very high paying.
Yeah.
Very, very, very high paying, but very unfulfilling.
Mm.
You know, you could say it was like a paper pusher kind of a thing.
Mm.
And when I tell you that a lot of the CEOs that I came across, these were the individuals that did the least. These people were going into meetings.
Fools.
And talking and a lot of the BS and sweet talkers and you, it's like an environment of BS that you can smell from a mile away. And yet these are the people making tens of thousands of dollars
per
year. And you're wondering, and mind you, this individual was picked up at home.
Say what?
Over an hour and change drive from the city, brought to the company, and then driven back home every single day, 5 days a week.
Say what?
Paid for by the company.
Ha! And that's not
and you're looking at $150 plus tip each way, each day.
Oh snap!
So I always wondered. Wait a minute, this person is making. Let's just hypothetically say, just to keep it a round figure.
Let's
say this person is making $1 million a year.
Yeah.
And on top of the fact that they're making $1 million a year, the company's picking them up and dropping them off at home, and they get like a little stipend. Or a per diem.
Kickback.
A per diem. The food, the lunch was paid for. Hey, we're gonna order some food for the CEO. You know, just give him a menu. Like what?
What?
And I have to bust my behind.
Nah, man. Inequality. That ain't right. And you know, when it comes to a company, in order to determine the profitability of a company, everybody, especially in SA in South Africa, they know when it comes to stock take. Man. I hate stock take. Man, I can't stand stock take for nothing. Well, now you got to count all the nuts and the bolts. You got to come in on the Friday
and then on
the Saturday, and they're going to do the
they
stock
taking.
They
do that overnight.
Man, I hate
in
stock
the U.S.,
taking.
They do it overnight in some companies.
Oh, my goodness. My people are born in Vista Finland. I know you don't like yourself some stock taking. The only purpose of stock taking is they have to, the checks and balances of what do we have? How much did we spend? Have we made enough money? Can everything balance out? Make sure there ain't no theft. You know?
It says there's 100 jeans. Yeah. There should be 100 jeans, not 92.
How come we only got 5 punkum pies? Okay? It's supposed to be 10 punkum pies. No, somebody ate it. Somebody's gone stole. Ain't that a shame?
They didn't tell no one.
Yeah, sir. What's wrong? Well, we supposed to have 16,455 diamonds. There seem to be 16,450. Something is missing. Yeah, I wonder that too. Wow. I say, Johnny, yes, sir.
Why are you walking with a limp?
Yeah, you're walking not just with a limp, but you got them shiny rocks up in your teeth. Yeah, I know, sir. I got them in last week.
It's ice.
Where'd you get them from? Don't worry, I got my boy. That looks a lot like the company
he
ice you got in the diamonds.
Up.
Ain't that he hooked me up? Fool! Come on, man. I remember in South Africa, you know what happened? Years ago, there were these cats. They robbed the company of a couple of millions.
What?
Okay. They robbed the company of a... It was a cash in transit at the company. They brought the money.
So it was
an
inside job kind of thing.
Nobody knew. Okay. So what happened, I think, in Mitchell's Plain. Okay. So somebody stole a large amount of money. Okay. They hijacked the payroll stuff and blah, 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 blah. Won't you know... Okay, I'm just putting it out. I'm not mentioning names or anything. I mean, I'm just mentioning names. But Latrell. 2-3 weeks later, my man came rolling up there with a brand new Mercedes Benz. Now, mind you, he has broke us a joke. He takes the bus and the train to work. Brother man, he be pitching up there in a brand new Mercedes Benz.
That's what I call Smart Man Inc.
Ain't that about to be?
How are you gonna show up a couple of weeks later?
And they ask him a straight question. Yo, where did you get the money from for this Mercedes Benz? You know, from an inheritance. Now in South Africa it's always somebody dying. You know, there's always a funeral somewhere. Oh, I got it from an inheritance.
If there's a will, there's family.
Where there's a will, there are family members. They ask him, what family member? Not somebody in Transkei. You know, they died. What? Did they rich? What were they? Liberace? Who were these people? You know, my uncle died. He left me some money. Do you know how much? And this is back in the day. We're talking in 1992, 93, 94. And you know, there's a lot of Mercedes Benz, a lot of money. My man comes sporting with a brand
new. Still is.
Well, they investigated the situation, find out he was one of the people who jacked the money. They found money at his house. My man bought a brand new BMW.
In the backyard.
His friends bought a brand BMW. Come on, man. Not the smartest people in the world. So at the end of the day, when you do stock taking at a company, is to determine the checks and balances, if everything is all good and in order, and also to make sure that they profit, they're staying above water, okay?
They're staying in the black, as they call
they,
it.
They're staying in the black.
And you're listening to The Dissolution Nation. Thank you so very much. This is DR Taino with my co-host and co-pilot.
The Love DJ. That's right, Rudy people. All the way from
Hinase.
In a beautiful little town of Hinase in Okayama,
it's a little
in Japan.
Tiny town.
That's right, people.
Very beautiful.
I remember
here.
For comments and suggestions and whatever it may be.
Send us an email or
send
three.
Send us an email at
info@buenavistafm.com.
And also, we will not be asking to support or donate to Buena Vista FM. Reason being is Buena Vista FM is 100% free for all our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay, we have decided this is part of our service to humanity, our service to the people in Buena Vista FM land, which means we're not going to ask you for money to donate to us, you know, to help. No, we're not doing that anymore. Okay, it's done. What we
D-U-N,
are,
D-U-N, done.
What we're doing is as a social service to our fellows. Yeah. That's what we choose to do. But what we're going to ask you to do is if you wanted to send $5, if the money that you wanted to send, take that money, buy something for somebody needy who's in poverty or who's suffering or is hungry, please
pay it forward.
Pay it forward and don't give them money. Give them the food. Give them what they need. If you have to give them money, give it to them, but on one condition, do it anonymously.
Yeah.
Okay, don't tell people about it.
Don't post it on social media. Look what I did.
And tell that person to please not to repeat it to other people that you have done a kind deed. That's all we're asking. Please. Thank you very please. I'm
thank
done.
You.
Mic drop.
We're still munching over here.
No, it's a big bowl of fruit salad. So
you don't understand. It's a dang shame. I tell you, it's a dang shame.
So we talk about the Dissolution Nation, what happens at a company when they have to let you go. But now, to make a long story short, now when the company lets you go, for whatever reason, whether it be the company's doing bad, or whether they feel the profits are not doing good, or they saw Johnny taking 5 or 6 of them little stuff and putting in his pocket.
They like to say, well, the company's moving in a different direction.
How you mean different direction, man? I come to work
it's still
with
in the
bus.
Same location.
Still
how
the
you
same
mean
location.
A different location.
Shame. He's not too bright, though. Ain't that a shame? Boy, it's such a shame, you know? What do you mean?
Explain to me in what direction the
company
is
going.
No way I can
switch over. So I can take a different taxi I can get to the
Are you going from DC to AC? Like, what are you?
Yeah, from Cape Town, Joburg. Where you at? But at the end of the day, how do you recover from it? In the Dissolution Nation, we will talk about things that happen in the workplace and other situations. And now that people let you go, what should you do? This is the problem. Too many people have subjected themselves to slavery. In other words, they feel, I cannot move forward if I can't work for a company. In other words, have you not learned your lesson? As a human being, you are already indwelled with skills and ability to become an entrepreneur. Okay, we've covered that in one of our shows. In other words, you already have the skills and the experience and the ability to present the industry with something. But I know either somebody is going to employ you to make their dreams a reality, or you come onto your own and make your own dang dreams a reality. Come on, man.
I feel like it has everything to do with a certain level of fear because of the uncertainty. You know, people look at it as, okay, I'm making, let's say, hypothetically speaking, I'm making $10,000 a month.
Oh.
You know, if I go and work for this other company, I'm only going to make $3,000. If I'm working for myself, I'm only going to make $3,000. But they're not taking into account the fact that they're going to be their own boss.
Yeah. But also they're trying to maintain a lifestyle.
That's the bottom line. Yeah.
And that's the thing.
It's not a living, but a lifestyle.
My thing is this. We've said this before. There is work. If you want to work, there's always a job.
Very true.
Some people think it's below them to go work at Mickey D's. They think it's below
not
them to
not sponsored.
Work at, not sponsored. To go work at the gas station. They think it's below them to do jobs that pay menial wages. No, it is not. Do what you have to do to pay your bills. I don't care what people
Very
say.
Very
My
true.
Thing is about...
We've worn many hats.
Yeah.
The Love DJ and myself, tiling, we have listen, worn oh so goodness. Many hats. You there's, don't understand.
I'm telling you, there's good worth in the day's labor when you work with your hands.
And you look at your hands on, at the end of that day and you're grateful that you're able to provide the
but,
way
but,
that
but
you
But at the end of the day, you want to provide for your family. So do what you need to do to pay the bills. You know, if there's a job, grab the job. Stop trying to find a job. Oh, I'm looking for a job in my field that pays my kind of salary. You know, you can do that. That's great. Okay.
I got a master's degree in this and I got
Come
a PhD
on, man.
In
if it's
that.
A job, it's a job. What you need to do is stop working to maintain a lifestyle. Try to work to sustain a living. Start, you know, literally start
yeah,
to simplify your life, man.
$700 shoes that are like...
Come on, man. Start simplifying your life. Stop taking the Mercedes-Benz to work and take the dang taxi, man. I know it ain't the safest thing in the world, but take public transport. If not, you know, just get yourself a little car in South Africa. They call it a jalopy. Get yourself a car that's perhaps not, you know, it's not a BMW, but, you know, it's a car that makes it works for you. Try your best to get something from point A to point B.
In New York, they call it the underground limo, the subway. That's the underground limo. How did you get here? I took the underground limo. Really?
No.
This, do what you
this,
have
this
to do.
This always works. My thing is, if one company where you were happy were prepared to let you go, don't think it will not happen at another company.
The next one, yeah.
At the next one. The companies are there to employ you so they can make more money. So it's just, it's a strange way of slavery.
Yeah.
They're always looking for the many to make money for the few.
Mm.
Okay? But at the end of the day, it's going to be your choice and your decision. You know, that's when it comes to a company. You work for a company. They have to let you go. You here today, you're gone tomorrow. You know, it's always the senior management, upper management. They don't lose their jobs. You who have a family. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. They're not going to consider that. To them, it's all about money. And that is the sad thing. So when you work for a company, be dedicated. Be committed. But don't be disillusioned, okay? Don't start losing your eye
ends,
of the reality.
When it ends, yeah.
When it ends, it ends. Sometimes people look at the closed door for so long, they can't see another opening. So stop yapping and griping about, I lost my job. I was happy. I can't do my nails. Yo, I can't get my hair. Yo, man, move on.
I enjoy the people I worked with.
It was part of the past. And I always say, it's not till we face the circumstances of challenges do we then have the need to adapt or evolve. So we learn little from our victories, but much from when we lose, and we need to learn to evolve and adapt very quick and very fast. It's as simple as that. Become an entrepreneur. If it's not for you, then there's always another job. There's always somebody else who needs somebody else. Okay? But when you work for a company...
But you got to be open to both.
Yeah, you got to be open.
You have to have an open mind to embrace both if need be. And you also have to have and at least have a mindset of... to aspire to have a goal. Because I feel like a lot of people. Yeah, yeah, me too. Mm. I feel like a lot of people don't have a certain mindset of a goal. You know, I'm gonna get up today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get up at 8. I'm gonna do this, and you know, I'll be at work by this time, and I'll come out of this other time. There's no desire to rise above and or to grow within a given field or industry. But now that we've spoken about that, what about human relationships?
Ooh.
The dissolution of human relationships.
Okay, let's first start with your average relationship before we're going to get to marriage and engage.
Yeah, we're working our way there.
We're climbing the mountain. We're at the bottom.
Get to the zenith.
So the thing is this. Now you're in a relationship. And then tomorrow she says, I love you as a friend.
Oh.
Ooh, oh, the friend zone.
I can hear the heart shattering. I can hear it shattering.
People in Buena Vista FM land.
You've become part of the abyss, the abysmal friend zone.
Okay.
Good luck getting out.
Right. So my thing is, when it comes to any relationship that you're in, before we're going to get to the other ones, just the basic relationship of a girlfriend and a boyfriend. Okay. Now, when couples meet each other, okay, the dissolution of that relationship, either something have happened, either they have lost interest, they have either fallen out of love with each other, or they found someone else. It's all about intentions. Why are you with a girlfriend? Why are you with a boyfriend? I said to somebody one thing, is that your boyfriend? Yeah. When is he going to be a man friend? Okay, because boys do boys things. A man does a man things. Okay, so but the whole thing behind that is
walk with a limp.
Walk with a limp. What it is? No, what it is?
Don't ask.
Who the problem is?
Don't ask.
Yeah, I got facial.
Why
hair
you
now.
Walking with a limp for?
Ain't that a man?
I'm a man.
Yeah. This is how I roll.
Because I'm a man.
So when it comes to the basic relationship, okay, like we've said, it's the same with a job. Everything with a beginning has an end.
Very true.
It really determines the intentions of what you have when you are with someone. But most people, if it's girlfriend and boyfriend, you know either it will last or it might not. Unless somebody steps up and they say, let's get engaged. You know, you don't know where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But no ship sets sail without knowing its end destination.
Very true.
So when you're in a relationship, whether it be platonic, whether it be boyfriend and girlfriend, okay, where's this going? Okay, the first thing a girl need to ask a guy, or a guy need to ask a girl, so what is that you want? How do you mean? I said, what is it that you want out of this relationship? Because when it comes to the guy, the girl will always ask the guy, so what do you want? You want to be my boyfriend, okay? What is it that you want? Because let me tell you one thing. I ain't walking in no dang shop that I don't know I want something. Okay, I got money in the chang in my pocket. I'm going to go buy myself back gobble bubble gum or something. I'm going to get myself like fried chicken or something. You know what you want to buy. You know what you want to do.
Now, let me add a little something to that. We have a friend of the show who a close friend of mine, a former co-worker.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name names, but I know she listens because she tells me.
Oh, she tells me. She got
so crazy. She says, you're crazy. But anyway.
Yeah.
She, wonderful, beautiful soul.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman, in and out. Shout out to her in New York.
Yeah.
She told me a few years ago that, you know, she had this boyfriend. They had been dating for over 3 years. She was really happy. But for some odd reason, he didn't pull the trigger, quote-unquote.
Oh, snap. Oh, pull the trigger.
Now, for those of you playing the home game that don't know
that
better.
That don't know what I mean.
Pulling the trigger meaning putting a finger on it.
No,
I mean putting mean, a finger on the...
Put
a finger on the trigger. I mean...
People in Buena Vista FM land, what D.R. Taino actually meant was putting a finger on the stump. In other words, putting a prosthetic finger on the stump that is the finger of the ring.
That's right. Thank you for your translation.
Yes, putting a finger on the ring. Like, two people have
putting
too much
a ring on
hands
the finger.
On their time.
That's right.
People have too many hands on their time.
That's right. So
we on this side of the world, it's a different time zone, so you listen to it in reverse.
That's
sorry,
right.
People.
That's right. Anyway, so and upside down for those in Australia.
Yeah.
But listen.
Welcome to that, mate.
So this is 3 years on. They had been together. They were living together.
My man.
The whole nine.
What?
she wanted to move on with the relationship, take it
to the next level. Okay, I got you. I respect that.
And so after a year, she said, you know what? I'm going to give it up to the fifth year.
Okay. Oh, that's a long time, though. Five?
They had already crossed the halfway line. They were in year three.
You might as well just go for broke.
You know what I mean? I gotcha. So let me give him a little bit. I'm going to drop a few hints.
Okay, you know
what I mean? I'm going to, you know, start a few conversations.
Rinse it off. Okay,
and at the end of the day, nothing happened. What? So she had to move on because each and every one of us, we aspire for something.
Yeah.
And if we don't meet that, if we don't meet what we aspire for, then we have to find other alternatives.
Yeah, but also our expectations sometimes are our worst disappointments.
Yeah.
Our expectations are the worst disappointments. And that happens if you do not establish from the get-go what is that person's intention. Listen, brother, y'all want to eat the cookie? What it is? Well, no, I just want to hold your hand, sing Kumbaya. No, heck to the no.
Kumbaya.
Okay, you need to know what are their intentions. Okay, I don't care if the person's been with you for 1 year. Where is this all going? You need to know the end game so you can decide whether you want to be part of this game or you want to get out of this game and keep things real. It's as simple as that. Okay, so it's sad that had to happen after 5 years. But you know what? Her life could have been so much better without that cat in her life, man, who's dragging it along for 5 years. My thing is,
but
this.
Look at all the experience she gained. She gained valuable experience in cohabitation with somebody and you know, engaging in a relationship where you wake up every day.
Your own experience, your best teacher.
Exactly. So I don't feel like, to a degree, I don't feel like any relationship is necessarily a waste of time because you learn something from.
Yeah, but my thing is, although no relationship is a waste of time, you don't want to be dragged along for a long time and not knowing where the dang thing is going, man. You need to know what it's up. If I walk into the store, whether it be a chicken joint, I stand there like, yes, sir, can I help you? No, I'm just looking. No, you can't look. You need to buy something. Get out of here. This is a long line, boy. Let's go.
You came in here because of the smell. You need to.
Let me tell you one thing. You don't walk into a chicken joint and you want to buy a side salad. Okay, it ain't going to work like that. Excuse me. Hi, can I get the green salad with the olives?
I want an apple salad.
On the side. Like, where you think you at? No, I want three of number four salad and two of that one, which is a vegetable juice.
I can see the teller looking back like, what?
Would you look at this boy? Yeah, you better get out of here before you're going to get beat up upside the head or something. He in a chicken joint come order a salad like you got sense. Get out of here. You know? So in other words, you know, at the end of the day, the golden rule is the person with the gold makes the rules.
You know, later got the cookie.
that has to do with dough. That's the golden dough.
So at the end of the day, people in Buena Vista, Finland, when you in a relationship, you have to establish from the get-go. Okay? Establish from the get-go. As simple as that, where it's going.
So much for listening.
That's right, people.
This is DR Taino with my co-host
the
and co-pilot.
DJ. That's right, good peoples.
This is the Dissolution Nation, only at Buena Vista FM.
That's right, good people.
Have
I remember
any questions,
drop us a line, an email at info@buenavistafm.com. And also, there is no longer any button to click on support.
Yep.
Like we've said before.
Officially eliminated.
It's been eliminated because Buena Vista FM is completely free for our people in Buena Vista FM land. We will work and do what we need to do to pay the bills so we can keep the show going. But at the end of the day, rather take your money, take that money and
pay
help,
it forward.
Pay it forward and help someone lesser, but do it anonymously and don't put it on social media, please.
Don't.
And ask the person that you're helping not to tell someone else, please. Yeah. So please pay it forward.
Let that be between the two of you.
The
world
you.
Doesn't need to know.
Need
In
to know.
Spanish, they say what the left hand does, the right one doesn't need to know.
Yeah, you said that in English, right?
I know.
Yeah, but you said in Spanish there's a saying.
Well, I had to translate it.
No, how did you translate it? How did
English.
I miss? Man, come on.
Listen, man.
You got to say it in Espanol.
En
come
español.
On.
Lo que hace la mano izquierda, la mano derecha no debe enterarse.
Thank you very much. I rest my case.
Spanish is a beautiful language.
I know, but you can't say it in English if you say it in Spanish.
We can say so many beautiful things in Spanish.
Okay, people in Buena Vista, man.
Por la mañana me levanto y me pongo las medias y abro la puerta de la ventana para escuchar los pájaros.
Beautiful. I've got no idea what that means.
In the morning, I get up, I put on my socks, and I open the window to listen to the birds.
wonderful. And then suddenly you hear...
That too.
The heck was that, man? Nastiness.
Morning.
You got some matches? Let's burn something outside of here. People in Puerto Vista, man, don't light a match after the... you don't want to do that. It's not going to end up well. Oh, anyway, truth is, fire extinguisher inside the room. Batteries not included. So now we've covered the aspect of working for a company and a young relationship. Now let's step this up regarding...
Yeah, we're going to bring up the heat a little bit.
We're going to bring up the heat. Okay.
We're going to bring up the heat. Divorce. This has to do with divorce.
Divorce.
And the ugly side of it. The ugly side of it.
Here it comes. Yeah, we
and go. This ends our episode for today.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Please get your ushers and go online.
Tuning in.
That's right. Please
exit stage left.
Okay, now, there are many people in Buena Vista FM land who are either considering or they are going through a divorce.
Mm. Or have gone through
or a have divorce. Gone through a divorce.
It's not now, pretty.
It's not easy. Divorce, somebody said one day, divorce is like mourning the passing of somebody that is still alive, but that has reduced something beautiful to money, especially when there are children involved.
What a shame.
What a shame.
What a shame.
Okay, now, like we started off from the get-go, you have to remember, sometimes when people meet each other, when you are young and in love, and you get engaged, and you get married, now, you don't have an eight ball to know exactly what's going to happen in the future. Okay, everything is subjected to change without prior notice. You don't know. Nothing is a certainty in life. It has a beginning, it has an end. Nobody knows when or the if. We don't know. But when divorce is on the table, it is a most disturbing and a most painful experience human beings can go through, especially if there are children involved. Now, before we even get to the part of children, let's focus first on the man and the woman who have to go through this divorce.
And when we say man and woman, we're generalizing.
Yeah, yeah. Now remember,
any relationship,
it can be two people, two women, it can be two men. It does not matter. It has to do with a marriage that was legally solemned by the government of the day and by whatever paperwork that you have filled out. In other words, you can be with somebody that's a common law wife or common law husband for 10, 15 years. It ain't the same like being married. Yeah. Married is either in community of property or it's out of community of property. Now, in community of property means you share everything together. Out of community of property means what's yours is yours.
And what's mine is mine.
What's mine is mine. But some people say, what's yours is yours. What mine is mine and what's yours is mine too. Okay. So when it comes to the divorce, it's not just only a costly process. It is an extremely
costly
mentally,
on many levels.
Mentally
physical,
taxing experience. Because it
you emotional.
Can, either one of two things is going to happen. Either you see the worst in somebody comes out, or they create an amicable solution that almost puts things out of its misery. They've had enough. You know, it needs to end. No more, anymore. To get married people, quick and fast. To get divorced, it's an ugly, it's a painful experience. I can't begin to express to you. Our own experience is our best teacher. And for those who even want to consider going through divorce, you have to understand and comprehend the ramifications and the consequences of what you're going to do. Although you want to be free, you no longer want to be in the relationship. You need to understand, if there are no children involved, it's easy, cheesy, breezy, as like an apple pie, psh, gone. Okay, I don't want to be
bake.
Remember, a divorce is the same like basically a relationship. It didn't work out and you're going to end it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, I want the cat, okay? I want the house and I want the car.
And I want half.
You know, then things become really ugly. I'm not talking about when you're fighting over material, superficial things. I'm talking about when it's just, you know what? It's not working. Sign on the dotted line. Yeah, I'm with you on the same page. And you go your separate ways. The moment there are children involved, oh my goodness. Everything changed. You have to remember, the stability of a home truly depends on a mother and a father. But now somebody might say, well, the love, the kids can keep on seeing us fighting. It is a toxic relationship. It is absolutely detrimental for the children's spiritual and mental well-being. I agree with you 100%. I can't tell you what to do. You need to make your own choices and your own decisions as such, okay? But many people choose to stay together for the sake of the children. That makes it absolutely worse.
Yeah. 110%.
Yeah. So you can't stay together for the sake of the children, okay? Because it's going to just escalate things and it's going to make it absolutely worse. My thing is this. Too many adults are going through a divorce and keep the children out of it when it's affecting them the most.
Yeah.
Don't do that. If you choose to break up that family and give it the final deathly blow that you call divorce, you need to sit still with those children and explain to them how mommy and daddy feel without each other. You're not going to stay together, but they will still see each other. Children will have questions. Answer those questions for them. Stop lying to your children. Don't sketch to them something that is, oh, beautiful and la-di-da, and before you know it, it's an ugliness that comes out. And also what you should not do is have the children have say, no, we don't think you should. It's not for them to decide. It's for them to come to terms and understand what is happening.
Acceptance is key. Yes.
Acceptance definitely, is key. Definitely. Transparency of honesty is absolutely key. If you have to tell your children, you've seen mom and daddy keep on fighting, and it's not good. We rather not want to be together. Children need to understand. The problem is parents feel, I don't need to explain to the children. They are children. No, you might be surprised how intellectually wise these kids actually are.
Very true.
So that you don't give your children enough credit.
Yeah.
And if you can sit still with your children, if they are old enough, sometimes, unfortunately, there's no right age. There is just trying to explain to the kids in a proper and decent way what is busy happening. You are much better off like that, okay? Because once you split up a home and you're going through the divorce, whether it be visitational rights, whatever the case need to be, that's the least of your problems. Everything boils down to money. Yeah. You're going to reduce this relationship to money. There are men.
You want
to
see the child? Well, you need to be up to date with this.
Oh my gosh.
You want to see that?
Oh my word. Yeah. There are men and women who have exploited the justice system.
Yeah, the legal system.
They exploited the legal system to literally inflict needless suffering on their partner for the sake of alimony and also maintenance when it comes to money. And my thing is this, when it comes to money, if you don't want the kids, give them to me. I will look after
them. Exactly. I'll take care of them.
Oh, no. I'll take care of them. Yeah, but you want me to keep on giving money. Doesn't matter how much money you give.
It will never be enough.
And the thing is,
this is what you need to understand. In the U.S., and if you haven't, if anybody has any further questions, they can always look into it. But last time I checked, it was about 17% of your salary.
Yeah, yeah. Well, 70% of your salary.
Post taxes. Mm. This is not before taxes. Mm. You pay your taxes and then boom, another 17% of your income is going to go towards your duties. And when you look also, like I was reading, this is an article that came up recently. Yeah. There was a, I'm not going to name names, but there was a Hollywood actor who was going through a divorce recently, the wife was asking for an ex-wife was asking for an exuberant amount of money, something like $150,000 a month. $150,000 a month. Mm-hmm. Now, what child on this planet is going to need $150,000 every month?
You kidding me?
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So where does one draw the line between what is necessary and what is actually just you trying to milk the system and everything in between?
Now, there's a lot of people in Buena Vista, Finland, especially the ladies, that's going to say, oh no, I need to get into this conversation. I need to give my... Okay, number one, there's a reason why we don't have women representation in our show. And I'm going to tell you right now why for this specific segment. Okay, we understand how things are from both sides of the fence. Every person are entitled to their own opinion and how they feel about things.
Based on their experiences.
Based on experience. Even if we have a woman in the studio, it will be her perspective. There are 8 million people on this planet with different perspectives. So what we are basically doing is we're creating a platform for people to have a discussion, an open and honest discussion about their own lives. They need to discuss that in their own livings. We are not here. We cannot possibly represent everybody.
Yeah,
we
every perspective is impossible.
It's impossible. So what we're doing is we're creating a platform for people to have an open discussion. And when it comes to divorces, when it comes to children, in my personal opinion, this is my argument for people in Buena Vista, Vimland. This is my opinion, okay? If you want to get divorced and you want to take the kids, then you pay for the kids and then you financially look after them because you're the one who choose to take them away from the household. That's your responsibility.
Hmm.
But now, okay, I want you to pay. Oh, now you first, number one, you break up the family home. And now you want me to help you pay so you can maintain a lifestyle? That ain't right. Because for me is, you know what? If you don't want the kids, give them to me. I will raise them. I will break my back to make sure they're going to be okay. And I don't need a cent from you. But now what people have done.
And you can come see them anytime.
You can see them anytime. But now why people feel this need. The maintenance means you choose to go your separate ways and two people need to financially contribute towards the well-being of the children. You know, but my thing is one person chose to end it.
But this is the thing, and this is my own opinion from what I've seen in within the circles that I encounter. I have seen that at times, children are used as weapons to hurt the other party.
Oh, my goodness. That's so
cruel.
Well,
you know what? I know how much you love these kids.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what I'm going to do. Oh, you know what? This is. And now you're creating a precedent in which the poor children are the ones that, because it's creating issues inside of these children. If I wasn't born, then my parents wouldn't be going through this. If it wasn't because of me, I know they're fighting because of me. So therefore, I don't want to be in the picture. So a lot of times you have to take all of those things, all of those factors into consideration. You're using a child to get back at somebody for whatever reason,
because
this person cheated on you, be it because this person decided to leave you, be it because you're tired of struggling, whatever the case may be. You're trying to use those children as weapons to hurt that person.
You know, like I
said, that's not right.
Yeah. You have to remember, when it comes to divorce, something is always the catalyst for change. Now, everybody in Buena Vista FM land there knows the following. There's a plaintiff and you have a defendant.
Yeah.
In other words, there's a person who are instituting this kind of proceedings and there's another person who have to defend themselves.
On the receiving end
of this thing. So for me, as a human being, this is the bottom line. If you want to leave me and you want to break up the family, then take up the responsibility.
That's right.
Because remember, when you're in a family and you've got kids, nobody signed up to be a single parent, man. Signed up for that.
Yeah, that child is not going to grow up with everything it needs.
Whether you replace it with somebody else, it's not going to be this. That person will never be the mother or the father. It's not going to change. You are changing the dynamics of that children's lives forever. Now, that being said, although you know sometimes you can't stay together for whatever reason, it is how you go about when you have divorce just means it's a legal proceeding to formally end something. Okay, but it's never as straightforward as it is. You know, it ain't never as straightforward as it is because when you start with a divorce, these things happen whether some couples want to or not. It's an inevitability when they know either one have transgressed, they have cheated on the other person, or the person by choice decides just to end it. And then there's nothing nobody can do about it. You know, they just have to accept it.
Listening to the Dissolution Nation. This is DR Taino with my co-host.
That's right, the love DJ.
And co-pilot.
That's right, good peoples.
Doing our do flying high.
All the way from Hinase.
And what you say.
That's right, people.
Send us an email.
info@BuenaVistaFM.com. That's right, we're talking about the dissolution of relationships. What happened? How do you survive it? And how you need to look at these things. How do you get up from encountering this sometimes curveball that life throws at you because of the choices people have made. Especially now, we're talking about the divorce, okay, in relationships. How does it affect children when it comes to a divorce?
That is very, very, very challenging. and the interesting thing is that many times, as you stated before, the love DJ, a lot of people will say you'll have the elders in the community.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You should think about the children. The children are going to go through. You guys should talk it out. But the problem is, by the time it reaches that level,
Yeah.
What it has reached a point of no return. Even if a couple decides to go into marriage counselors, now you have a person that
the person don't know who
gonna,
you is.
I'm going to ask you this question. So you have a who would you rather believe? This marriage counselor who quote unquote went to school and studied and analyzed and read all the books,
this cat.
All these cases, versus someone who has had the, let's say, the stripes, the dragon, stripes on your on their back,
on their back, experience.
pertaining to divorces and everything else. Who would you rather believe? Who are you gonna go to? Which door are you gonna knock on?
I know many people of the Buena Vista FM land. They will talk to their mentors. They'll talk to people who's been married for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years. You know, please tell me what should
How
I
did
do?
You make it?
How
What's
did
your
you
secret?
Make it? How's your secret? Everyone is different. And my thing is this: this is the bottom line. If the person has no experience with divorce, they need to do what I call shut up. and it might sound cruel, it might sound harsh, the love, but I'm telling you right now, if you don't have experiences with divorce, shut up.
Sit down
and shut up. Don't tell me, but we've been married for 50 years. We have worked through our problem. I'm happy for your way, okay? My thing is this. Do you know what it's like to go through a divorce? Do you know how I can move on? Do you know how I should work with my kids? You know what? Your own experience is your best teacher. Be careful who you take advice from. Because people who are married will tell you to stay together. People who are divorced will tell you the truth. What will really happen and what you go through.
And the ones that are married, they've been married. You never know who cheated on who. if he cheated on her, if she cheated on me, on him. Well, it's forgiveness. You just have to forgive. You know, there were different times back then.
I stabbed him in a sweet spot where he couldn't pull out the knife, but he's okay now. Yeah, I'm good now.
He's got a little limp. But
my leg can't move, but I'm good now. I'll never do that again. Okay, so at the end of the day, when it comes to making choices and decisions, especially the big D, the divorce thing, okay, it is actually very
it's a big
simple.
Dive.
It's not complicated. You need to understand that you cannot undo once things are done. You cannot change once you've put that wheel in motion. Okay, the most important thing is as a family. You need to sit together after the husband and the wife or the two wives or the two husbands. Once you have sat together and you have determined the best course of action is for the two of you to rather separate to part your ways. Okay. You're going to have two households, two separate incomes, two separate expenses. In other words, you're going to have to go at this alone. You had one household, you had two incomes. The family was okay, but now you're going to split it up and you're not going to make it easier. That you have to discuss as a couple first the ramifications of you guys deciding to end it. Understanding, accepting, and having comprehension how it is truly going to affect the children. Okay? Because when you get to that point...
Awkward birthday parties.
Yeah. You need to discuss absolutely everything. I hear what I'm telling you today in Buena Vista FM land, people. Do not get the lawyers involved to speak for you. That is the last thing you ever want to do. Do not get your attorneys, don't get your lawyers involved to be the voice, to be your voice. Don't do that.
They're there to make moolah.
They're there to make money. They don't have your interest at heart. There's a reason why they drive that fancy car and have the nice office. They're making money off your misery.
And that bling. They got that bling.
Okay. So my thing is this. If you truly want to end it, the two of you have discussed that. And once you've known you've reached that point of no return, that is truly what you want to do, bring the kids in and discuss that with them. Not to get their permission, but to get the understanding and comprehension of what's going to happen. I know the kid's going to have tears. No, but why this? You as adults are going to have to make that choice and decision. And when you're going to break up that family, it's never going to be the same ever again. I don't care if you've got dreams of grandeur or you have dreams of illusions. No, we will be perfectly fine without you. Don't ever make that mistake, thinking your child will be better off just with one parent. Okay, they didn't sign up for you guys having to split up. And when you do, there's going to be psychological scars. And I'm putting this out to Buena Vista FM land. For parents who think they're going to make up for that divorce by buying their children material things and giving them
this
money.
This is a computer in the video game you wanted.
Oh, heck to the no.
Because now the child is going to use that as their go-to.
Yeah, you know what?
I need this and how come you didn't?
Don't do that. I'm telling you right now,
mothers
and fathers... Yep. Do not try to compensate for the reality of a situation by buying your children things and trying to provide a material wealthy life for them in order to make up for, unfortunately, what have happened. It doesn't work like that. Get with the program, man. Just learn to understand and accept and comprehend it.
And move on.
And a lot of these kids know exactly what's happening, and they're going to try and milk it. They're going to try and play you for a fool.
Push those buttons.
Push those buttons. Yeah, but my birthday is coming up, you know. Show your love, Papa. Mama, show your love, you know. I want the Nintendo Switch. I want myself that PlayStation 66 on all kind of nonsense. Say what? Daddy, I want to go to the Bahamas. I want myself the bling bling. Say what? Many parents feel so guilty, they decide, okay, I'm going to give it to you to make... Doesn't work like that. Everybody's hurt all the way around. And when parents move
on... that's part of our broken nation.
That's part of a broken nation. You go to our shows. So at the end of the day, when things doesn't work out, it is what it is. Nobody emerged from a war a winner. You hear what I'm telling you right now? In a divorce, there are no winners.
Very true.
Where there are children... there are no winners.
Except for the lawyers.
Except for the lawyers. They are the only ones. Ching, ching.
They're showing the kabling.
And you know what happened? The first thing they do in the court, the law, and when people go through divorces, the lawyers, is everything paid up? Did they pay you everything that needed to be
paid?
And this is the ugliness.
Are they up to date?
Are they up to date with their payments for you? Yes, yes, everything's been paid. Okay,
yes,
no, that's
Joanna.
Fine.
Yes, Joanna.
Yes, Joanna. Yes, Joanna. Yeah, Joanna. You said Joanna, right? No, I said you honor. Yes, the same thing. No, it ain't the same.
Different spelling.
Different spelling. Different beast. Okay?
Yes, Joanna.
Somebody's making money.
And it's not you.
And it's not you. Somebody's losing.
Somebody's making... it's making capital gains on your pain.
Of your misery. It's as simple as that. That's why divorce lawyers, they are thriving.
Ooh,
they are thriving.
You should see the bling they got. And
I'm telling you. And the suits.
This Italian suits they got, they're shining. They're shining.
My thanks. There's also another aspect when it comes to divorces. You don't have to go to the law. You can actually do it yourself.
Yeah.
You don't need a lawyer. You can do divorces yourself. You can do it yourself. If there is an amicable relationship between the husband and the wife, and
they are
decent with each other and they can talk to each other, that is a beautiful thing. You can do it yourself. It'll take you six months to conclude everything. But when you do it yourself, you have somebody to sign this, you do it, just to do the basic, the this and the that. I think that's almost the best way to do it, when you and your significant other can sit and actually have a decent discussion about it. Unfortunately, most of the divorces happen so suddenly, so ugly, so mean, so unprovoked, so cruel, that nobody wins.
Hmm.
It is a lifelong scar. There are very few children who can say the divorce their parents went through didn't affect them.
Hmm.
It affected every child on every level. And the children always feel they didn't have say over it. So my thing is, this all begins when you meet the person for the first time. I want you to time travel with the love DJ a little bit. I want you to time travel. Now, this
Grab on and let's go.
I ain't talking about back to the future. This is a different kind of future. If you want to time travel, this is how you time travel. When you meet someone, make sure that your discussions and your conversations and their intentions are known from the get-go. You need to understand what, if somebody says, you know what, I'm not one for kids. Oh, yeah, but I love children. You better pay attention to what that person just said.
Mm.
Okay? The problem is, when you're young and in love, in the young early stages of the blooming of the relationship, you turn a blind eye at many things that's ugly that tend to catch up to you. You know, if you know you're a person that you live a healthy lifestyle, and you know for a fact, I only married you because you wanted to get married. I didn't want to do it. There are certain truths that every couple know from the get-go. But what happened is they either bury that under the carpet of neglect, They choose to ignore it, or they think it might change. He or she might change. In other words, you know, I love my gambling, yo. I love my gambling. I love myself, my horses, yo, yo, yo. I love myself,
every
my slots.
Every Friday.
I gotta go. In other words,
Friday is payday. I got to do my
due. I said this in one of the shows. This is a friend of mine in New York City. He kept on complaining. Yo, man, I can't find myself a lady. I'm looking for myself, yo, a good woman, man. A good woman, son. I'm like, so then why can't you find, you know, New York City is a big-ass place, man. Get yourself a good woman.
The Big Apple for
the
a
Big
reason.
Apple. And he says, yo, yeah. I'm like, and I said, yeah, let me ask you a question. Exactly where are you looking to find this here lady?
Not a strip club. Don't tell me that he went to the strip
club.
No,
man. This cat, he hangs out at bars and strip clubs.
Oh.
I'm like, wait. Let me get this right. You want a lady and you going to a bar and to a strip club and to a dance hall to find a lady? Act like you got sense, man.
You're a grown man.
You're a grown man, like you got sense. So my thing is this. When you meet somebody, the very first year will give you a good indication of where you're going. But always have open conversation. You know, how's he with his money? Okay, you need to know that. Well, we ain't married yet, so you don't need to know my finances. Okay, I give you that. Okay, it's your girlfriend. She don't need to know your finances. But my thing is, if your finances come from drugs, and your finances come from guns,
and we're talking about pharmacy, the corner pharmacy.
I need to know that. Okay, are you an honest worker? How come I never see you go to work? Yeah, you know, I work, I hustle.
Do a little bit of this,
yeah,
and a little bit of
this. You know, I'm an entrepreneur. Oh, yeah? Can you spell that? No, but, you know, I'm
but
an
entrepreneur. But I do it.
But I do it. Okay. You
E, carry the R to the...
Where you get your money from, man? How do you make a living? Well, I work here, and I'm studying. You know what? It's not about ching-ching if the man's got bling. It's just to understand his frame of thinking,
yeah.
To understand her frame of thinking. You get some guys out there. You get some women out there that is just waiting for someone that's got, you know, ching-ching.
The right stuff.
Them gold diggers. Them goldie. He got the right stuff. So where do you see yourself? No, except in the house where I can do my nails and my hair and drive a nice car. Oh, snap, say what? So when somebody...
They call them six-figure men in America.
Yeah, we said it on one of the shows, yeah, right?
Six-figure men.
Six-figure man.
Six foot tall, about 180-something centimeters.
Yeah.
185 centimeters.
Yeah.
A six-figure income, meaning $100,000 or more.
Oh, ching-ching.
And at least a six... he needs to be endowed with six...
Yeah, him you love.
Six reasons,
you know, doing a push-ups
with
his hand behind his back. I'm just saying, you know, we didn't say that. Can we say that on the
big
airlines?
Big bone,
heavy stroke. Can we say
you
that?
Know, just heavy set. Yeah. Okay,
we'll leave it at that. Yeah, you know, but when it comes
keep the children away.
Keep the children away, like I said. People out there in Buena Vista FM land, like I said, we're there for you. You got to email us. You know, you've got a question or two.
Email, yeah, man.
We've got more than enough experience to go around
goodness,
and share.
We got an entire encyclopedia's worth of information to share. And, you know, in all seriousness aside, our Buena Vista FM family, you know, we do this. We enjoy doing this show and we enjoy sharing what we do with you, and we hope that if you take away anything from the stuff that we say, I hope that it is something positive for you.
That's important.
I hope it is something positive because at the end of the day, we live in a world where there's so much uncertainty. Mm. Everything can change, can be put upside down in an instant.
Try to
do your best to make the most out of your living.
And you know what? And make sure that nobody strips you of your civil liberties. Okay. Of your freedom of choice and of expression. Don't let anybody do that. Okay, everybody wants to be loved and be loved in return. Everybody wants to believe in the Creator as they see fit. And everybody wants to be in social service and helping their fellow man. Let nobody take away your choice. Nobody wants to be coerced or be taken their civil liberties away from them. Okay, so when everything you do, do it knowingly, freely, and willingly.
Yeah.
Okay, without that. All right, you want to be
and anything else to wrap up? What's your final thought for today?
Man, my final thought is just, you know, when it comes to whether it be divorce, whether it be a relationship, it doesn't matter what kind of relationship, whether it be at work, establish from the get-go. But remember, everything is subjected to change. Circumstances change, and you might have no say over what people say or do to you, whether you being the receiving end. You do have say over how you choose to respond and rise up from it. Okay? But don't be disillusioned. To everything beginning, there's an end. Nobody wants a relationship to end. But if, I said this in one of our shows, don't have beautiful rosy-colored eyes. Oh, this is going to be forever. You don't know the circumstances. Just remain true to who you are in the moments that are presented to you and just live a life and treat others the way you want to be treated. That's about it, man. Come on.
You know.
You know.
For me, it's very simple. Just be honest. Be honest with yourself.
Be honest, man.
Be honest with yourself and be honest with the people around you. Because if you get too caught up in lies, it's
gonna
like
catch
sharks.
Up to you, man.
It's like piranhas, pirañas. They're gonna catch up to you.
Gonna catch up to you, man.
So, you know, it's life is very challenging.
Life is short too,
and it's very short. So it's all about choices.
It's all about choice.
Hopefully, you make the right ones, and irrespective of how hard and painful a situation is,
you will survive, man.
You will survive.
You will be okay,
and you'll be much wiser.
Tomorrow's another day.
That's right.
Brand new day.
That's right.
Life. Love and love.
That's right.
Right, good people.
The Love DJ.
And the Arteino.
Doing our
Ain't the Arteino, man. It's the Love DJ.
No, I was talking about the Love DJ
I just labeled
and then
myself
just putting,
wrong.
Putting it out there.
I was remedial
on.
For a second there. What's your name? My name is Johnny.
Johnny.
And your name Freddy.
You're writing the short bus.
That's
Johnny.
Right. That's right. It's the Love DJ, people. Peace
doing
out. All good people out there.
Take care.
Peace.
Peace and love.